I was trying to get to our last live show, and I just thought I'd want to bring this up now, which is there. I think you picked the moment of the peak of the sort of maybe it's the woke excesses of getting people to believe realities that were not real. Mm-hmm. I was standing at Dulles Airport, and you said – you called me and went, oh, my God, congratulations. They now got the Pope to say that men are women and women are men and there's no difference. They've got everybody. Everybody now believes that there's no such thing as a man, no such thing as a woman. Man, that's pretty big accomplishment. Yeah.
No. Sorry.
Oh.
I said it's worse because they did not get everyone to believe that. They got everyone to be too scared to say anything differently, which is even a more powerful grip in a weird way. Because the reality is people don't really believe it, but they do believe they're scared enough to say they believe it. That's what we just experienced with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I know people didn't believe it because Gavin Newsom was sitting at crowded restaurants with no mask and 30 people shoulder to shoulder. So he doesn't believe it. I don't think people really can fully digest this. You know, you couldn't get me to get onto a motorcycle without a helmet. You couldn't get me to do that, but you could get me to leave the house without a mask during COVID quite easily.
Oh, yeah.
Because one, I believed in, and the other, I didn't believe in.
Right.
And if I gave you long lectures on helmet safety, and then you saw me riding around with no helmet or the helmet under my arm or something like that, you would know that I didn't believe it.
Yes.
And if I said to you, oh, I must have forgot to put my helmet. No, you don't believe it. And I don't think people understood that about COVID. You know, the people with, they'd have the mask around their fucking chin and shit like that. The greatest was the twist of the strap, which opened a big gap, a big air gap on each side. People did not, I mean, they were, look, there were the moms that were yelling at people to mask up were going to their garage and underground hair salons because everybody knew somebody who was working out of their garage and working out of their basement, you know.
Yeah.
And women who basically will definitely risk a fatal disease over fucked up hair because they prioritize, Drew.
Right.
They will – listen – Olga's daughter's a hairdresser. She had an entire underground client thing going on. Well, I mean, Nancy Pelosi went to go, and so did what's-her-name from Chicago, Lightfoot. So what people need to understand is when Gavin Newsom goes, you know, I got to be more careful, I got to practice what I preach, and blah, 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 he didn't believe it is what I'm trying to explain. I'm trying to explain to everyone is he didn't believe it, and he was enforcing laws on people that he knew didn't work and were ineffective, and he didn't believe it.
So gross. But I think you picked the day. Yeah. I think that was the peak, that day, when you pointed it out and went, now, even the Pope, we're here, everybody. That's everybody.
Right.
We got them all.
Right. We got everybody to lie. Well, we got them scared enough to lie.
But it started crumbling like right after that.
Yes.
It's so interesting to me. Like I remember standing there and I was out front of the airport. I'm thinking, oh my God, you're right. It's we are here. We're there. How weird.
Yes.
Yeah. And then boom.
Well, you cannot keep it up. The bullshit science and lies are essentially Ponzi schemes.
Mm.
And the way a Ponzi scheme works, I know you know, but, you know, it's basically I go, look, you know, everyone in this building, give me $1,000 and then I'll have $11,000. And then, Drew, you're next. You get everyone here. You get 11 more people from outside the building and you get – and it's not even a – you know, to me, a Ponzi scheme would never really, I don't even know why it's illegal. Like, I honestly, if somebody said, I just want to start a pyramid, I want to get everyone here 10 grand. You want 10 grand? You want 10 grand? You want 10 grand? All right. I'm first. It was my idea.
Right.
10 people. grand,
here we
10
go.
Grand. Okay, Drew, go find 10 people. Right. And then you went and found 10 people. Yeah. Then you got your 10 grand. Yeah. And now it's Chuck's turn. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know why that's inherently illegal. Now, someone's going to get stiffed at some point. But if you do it right, a lot of people are going to get 10 grand.
I think it's the fact that they're not doing what they're alleged they're doing, which is investing and getting a return on it.
I'm not claiming anything. Yeah. I want 10 grand.
You want a Ponzi. We'll do a Ponzi.
Listen, I don't think it's terribly different than, and people do this once in a while, and I know maybe it sounds semi-retarded, but every once in a while, people who don't have a lot of money will go, there's this house, it's up on top of Mulholland, and it's 10,000 square feet, and, you know, they want 12 grand a month, but if I can get 8 people to all go in, we'll just all live there, and we'll live in this big house, but everybody will whatever it. And that's kind of your business. Like, if you want to live with 8 roommates and in luxury versus a small apartment, you know, somewhere, whatever. And I'm like, I think it's your business. If I can get everyone here to give me $1,000, I'll take 10. You're next, Drew. You go get everyone to get 10,000.
I actually think this whole thing that we started with the woke ideology is more of a closer fit to me as tulips in Holland in the 17th century, which is that they just started driving the price up. I kept going, and it was a hysteria, a price hysteria.
Right.
This was a word hysteria, a concept hysteria.
What I'll circle back to as I got lost in my own analogy, which is males can be females, females can be males, all things COVID. Pay, no one's illegal, give them welfare, Somali. It's a Ponzi scheme in that it will work and it can work and it shall work for a period of time, but it always comes undone.
Yes, yes, yes.
It always, all the great, I'm getting investments and I'm investing, but I'm really just taking the money and in order to pay you back. I take money from this other guy and I give it to you, Michael Milken or whoever did all that stuff. At a certain point, and you could have a run, and that run can be years, but at a certain point you get to the end and it's my
collapse.
East Valley Trojans chocolate box where there's 2 chocolate bars, there's $2. And we're missing $9. You know what I mean? I can't connect the dots.
Yeah.
And eventually with bullshit ideas, with lies, you know, like the border's closed, you know, or men can be women or whatever they lied to you about COVID or something. It just has a way of percolating up.
Reality has a way of asserting itself.
Yes.
It just does.
Yes.
And by the way, I'm thinking you and I had a quick conversation about, and I'm done.